Good morning. This is the third release of the Sunshine State Survey, one that focuses on crime, law enforcement, courts, and corrections. Very, very big issues in our state and across the country today. Just to remind you on the call to please mute until you want to ask me a question, and also to remind you that we have a sharp 11 o'clock departure. And again, to remind you, the survey was done July 30th through August 16th. With adults in Florida 18 and over. Random sample of 1,251 adults, so we have a margin of error of just 2.7%. This is a policy survey designed not only for the public at large, but importantly for them, but also for policymakers and advocates and adversarial groups on various policies across the state, which is why we have the detail that's probably way beyond what most of you are really interested in, but it's there for teaching and also for policy users' sake. To start with today, to remind you that in the first release, we asked people what the most important issue facing the state of Florida was, and crime was number three on the list, and it was at 5%. The economy was first, followed by K through 12. And then crime, and it's also important to note that the percentage citing crime actually increased since last year's survey from 5% to 7%. And of course, with recent shootings and whatever, it again keeps the gun issue alive, even though keep in mind that our survey was done in early August when there had not been the Oregon shooting that got so much attention of late. But guns is a perennial issue. Mass shootings and random shootings have occurred in larger numbers this last year than in previous years. So, of course, one of the questions of great interest was whether Floridians feel that our current gun laws are too strict about right or not strict enough. And not surprisingly, Floridians are pretty split between those who say they're not strict enough and those who say about right. So 48% say not restrictive enough, and 42% say they're about right. But actually, compared to last year, we did see, even in August, an increase, slight increase, in the percent saying that guns were not restrictive enough. And let me step back a minute and point out that in this entire release, all of these questions on these judicial areas, you see often sharp contrasts along racial and ethnic lines and also along region. And I'd add one more along gender. So for those who think that our gun laws are not restrictive enough, you certainly see noticeable are African Americans, 20% more of them than above the state average feel that gun laws aren't restrictive enough, along with women and the wealthier and more educated portions of our electorate. And in terms of region, people in the Miami and Palm Beach region are another group that feels that they're not restrictive enough, whereas people in North Florida are more inclined to say that they're about right. So you see some differences there that we talked about. But one of the new questions this year, which has a lot of meaning, continues to have a lot of meaning, is whether that people who are wanting to buy a gun or get a gun license should be required to have mental health screenings. A high 85% say yes, and only 3% have no opinion on this. So this is probably the most solid and most consensual opinion that we've seen in virtually the entire Sunshine State survey. It's very, very interesting. You don't see racial and regional differences on this one, but you do see gender differences, and women are much more in favor of mental health screening than are men. But again, when you ask why this, it's all of these mass killings and even random shootings within communities when the perpetrator or the accused is finally captured and you peel back, what do you see? Almost always there's a link to some kind of mental health problem. And this has gotten a lot of attention across the country and across the state. So we move next to law enforcement questions. How well are Florida's law enforcement personnel doing in terms of serving the public? And we see there that slightly more positive than negative. 46% see that Florida's law enforcement personnel are doing a fair job, or a good job, and fair another 28%. And just 9% give them a poor rating. However, what we have seen is a slight drop in those who give excellent or good ratings compared to this year, a 3% drop. But another new question that's, again, extremely timely in light of discussions and actions that have occurred within Florida and elsewhere are how much racial discrimination that they believe occurs on the job by police and sheriff's deputies. And more than half say few or very few, 54%, but 27% say many, and of that, 27% say many, and 20% are all or almost all is another 7%. So basically, the majority that have an opinion don't feel like there's a lot of racial discrimination on the job by police and sheriff deputies. However, here again, we do see that African Americans are much more inclined to say that there is racism, along with females, younger Floridians, people with lower incomes, unemployed, whereas those who are more inclined to see things as pretty good or very few incidents would be Anglos, males, older, a bit wealthier, and somewhat, you know, you see regional differences there. People in Southwest Florida give higher ratings in terms of less discrimination to police and sheriffs than people in other districts, and it's higher. Those who see more discrimination would be, again, the Miami and Palm Beach area, whereas the I-4 corridor in Southwest Florida, less inclined to see as much racism on the job. But to, again, go back to a couple questions that were asked in release number one that relate specifically to law enforcement officers. Remember, 90% said that they felt that wearing of body cameras was a right direction of policy, but use of drones by law enforcement officers was more mixed. Moving now to the courts and individual rights, we see that the rating of the court system by the public is plurality is fair. It's been pretty consistent, and 34%, another 34% see it as good. But you see a lot more say it's poor than is excellent. Not a lot of change here, but we have seen a bit of decline in negativism towards the courts. In terms of state performance and protecting individual rights and the privacy of citizens, kind of mid-range ratings, mostly good or fair, but the two most common are obviously good, 38%, fair, 37%. But again, more people inclined to say that there's a poor protection of individual rights than not. And you see that the poor or fair ratings have actually increased a bit over the last couple years. No surprise there, because there's been a lot of attention to the erosion of individual rights and the attention to privacy as well. You do see here again kind of a higher percentage of African Americans saying that there's poor protection, along with, again, less affluent, more unemployed persons, whereas those who give protection of individual rights higher ratings would be whites and affluent and college grads, and region doesn't really turn out to be very significant on that issue. If we move to the prosecution of criminals, here again, mid-range ratings, fair and good, but more negative than positive. A majority of those surveyed say that, the 56% say that it's only fair or poor in terms of prosecution, and so you see even in terms of changes, negative ratings have increased, and a longer term, the mid ratings have gone up, but the good ratings have gone down. So people are a little bit more negative towards the prosecution of criminals. Region is not significant here, but those who say that it's doing an excellent job tend to have a child at home, tend to be more fluent, more full-time employed, and actually above average in terms of excellent would also be, interestingly, African Americans. And release number one, the repeal your stand your ground law, again, remind you that people were mixed on that in terms of prosecution and laws. 73%, though, were against carry of concealed weapons on campus, and 49% saw repealing of the death penalty as the wrong direction. So these kind of summarize the courts and then the laws and the adherence to the laws by law enforcement and the courts. So now we move to corrections. The public is really very negative in terms of the state rehabilitating criminals. In fact, 73% say it does either a poor job or a fair job. In contrast, just 8% say that the state's rehabilitation of criminal offenders is good and none rated as fair. And we've seen a slight increase in terms of the negativity there. No surprise, we've seen, again, I think this ties very closely to the mental health response that people feel like that that even when we release criminals, that the prison system has not done a very good job in rehabilitating or helping them mold back into society in a fruitful and productive manner. In this particular one, rehabilitation, obviously African Americans considerably higher than any other group and feeling that there's no rehabilitation, but so too are younger Floridians and the more educated portions of our respondents also feel that rehabilitation, the state has not done very well on that. I turn now to what we feel is a really interesting new addition to this year's survey, which is how well the State Department of Corrections has prison system has done and how serious issues are. This has gotten some attention across the state as things have bubbled up. However, I will point out that it's also the portion of this whole release where people, we have the highest incidence of people really not knowing and giving us no response answers. But if we look first at the areas that people agree are very, very serious in terms of how the Department of Corrections prison system is going, 77% feel that it's a serious problem that inmates are learning more crime in prison. 74% say it's a serious problem, rehabilitation again, a serious problem, very close to the response we saw that the state's not rehabilitating. And then 64% who say that it's a serious problem that there's staff cover-up of inmate mistreatment. And the inmate mistreatment one is kind of interesting because you see that there is the staff cover-up of inmate mistreatment. You do see that that is a little bit higher in certain regions than the other, and it's considerably higher in the North Florida and Southwest Florida areas. And when you look at North Florida, in a way, you understand that some of that, they may be more familiar with the staff, the mistreatment issues, since some of the prisons in the state, the big prisons, are located in that region. But continuing on our look at the prison system with regards to more divisive opinions about the seriousness of issues, a majority does feel that there's racism among guards, and as you might imagine, that's certainly higher among African Americans and Hispanics minorities, and higher again in the South Florida, Miami, and Palm Beach areas. And you see split on early inmate releases. Is it too early? Do we let them out of prison too early before they've completed their sentence? Early release programs, in other words, 54% say that's still a serious problem. And you don't see any regional or racial differences on that But you do see a gender difference that women feel it's more of a problem, a serious problem, than do men. And older respondents more than younger respondents. And in terms of too many amenities for inmates, is that a serious problem? Again, split pretty much here, even though a higher percentage of people who don't have an opinion on that one as well. But too many amenities is higher among whites and females and older respondents, but it's definitely considerably lower as a serious problem among African Americans, males, younger respondents. And you do see some regional differences on that area. And you also see that it's considered a serious problem more in North Florida and Southwest Florida and the I-4 corridor than it is in Miami and Palm Beach areas. And then we get to inmate deaths and insufficient punishment of inmates. Less than a majority feel that this is still a serious problem, even though high percentages say they don't have a good feel about that. But clearly, on the inmate deaths, African Americans, 20% higher view of that being a serious problem than any other racial ethnic group. And the racial dimension there is by far the most significant differential. Even region, you have somewhat differences, but not to the degree that you see race playing into that. And then insufficient punishment of inmates. Race and region aren't really significant here. But you do see just 37%. So a wide range of opinions to summarize here, but clearly stronger opinions on guns, less solid opinions and more unknowns on some of the specifics of the operations of the prison system, but strong opinions that the state's rehabilitative efforts aren't really working that well, slight deterioration in how people feel about the courts and law enforcement, but still mid-range. And in general, majority feeling that racial discrimination on the job by police and sheriff's deputies isn't as widespread as you would see in some other places where they've had huge incidences, but you do see some sharp racial differences on that. So this is our series of questions on the whole judicial dimension of state politics and policy. And at this point, I would be very happy to take any questions. And thank you so much for your interest in the Sunshine State Survey.